Now, business, politics, and lifestyles continues on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
Actually not. It's Karen Cataline filling in for Gary S. Goldman, but I love when I get to do WCRN because we have callers. Now, I got to tell you, callers, please hold on the line because we have a guest, but it wouldn't be talk radio if we didn't have callers. And some of the radio that I do is taped in advance and I don't get callers, so I love to take callers. So Tyler, Joanne, please hold on the line. We're going to do about 15 minutes at least with our guest, and if he'd like to take the call too, after that break, we'll take your call. You callers, you know, you're what make talk radio. I started as a caller, you know, when I was 14, but I started as a caller. Let me welcome to WCRN Larry Ward. I've interviewed him many times. He has breaking news for us. He's chairman of the Constitutional Rights PAC, president of Political Media Inc., founder of Guns and God Appreciation Day. Oh, I love it. And co-founder of Guns Save Lives Day. Funny, I was just talking about that before he came on. And my latest favorite of his, We Aren't in This Together website. You got to go there. But he has breaking news. Welcome to WCRN and the Gary S. Goldman Show, Larry Ward.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I do have some breaking news. It's big. I mean, it could be some of the biggest news we've had in this whole entire election cycle. And it is looking like mounting evidence of not only widespread voter fraud, but systematic widespread voter fraud. And what I mean by that is Dominion voting systems, the voting system that's tabulating the votes is in league with not only George Soros, but the Clinton Foundation. It is the same machine that turned 6,000 votes in Antrim County, Michigan, from President Trump to Joe Biden. It is the same machine, the same machine and software that is used in 47 counties in Michigan and every single swing state. Every single
wow.
State. Dominion
is
voting.
This confirmed, is this wishful thinking?
this is confirmed. Go to worldtribune.com. Worldtribune.com. Okay. Robert Morton is the editor there. He just published a story tying the Clinton Foundation to Dominion voting systems. We've done a lot of research. There are some creepy people, creepy Democrats involved in Dominion voting systems. This goes back to Soros, Argentina. This goes back to some potentially what happened in Venezuela. This voting machine was used. I have a lead that this voting system was used in Texas, which caused Pete Sessions to lose his seat in 2018. We're looking into that right now.
Wow.
And he just won his seat back. This voting system is I believe the linchpin. This is what is going to cause the dominoes to fall, and this is the key. This is how they did it. And you if you saw the interview yesterday with Sidney Powell and Tom Fitton on Lou Dobbs, he said Sidney Powell came out and said that this is the system that we've been using overseas to affect elections. It's called hammer and scorecard. Yeah. And what's interesting is basically what they do is they use an algorithm to figure out how many votes are going to need and then fill in those votes. And they're using this Dominion voting system to facilitate the tabulations that they need. At this point conjecture, but that is what I believe that how all of this ties together. Now, Sidney Powell, of course, is represents Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn of the used to be the DIA director. If anyone knew how the United States interfered in foreign elections, it would be Mike Flynn. So take
that's
her
why
word.
They've been Every, trying to keep him shut up. Right.
Yeah, everything.
Right.
Absolutely. Everything that Sidney Powell has said has come true. So take her word to the bank. And
what are some of the other things she said?
Everything about Mike Flynn, everything about the unfair prosecution of Mike Flynn. She was right on target on every single one of those issues. She was right on target on how they pushed him into a guilty plea. Sidney Powell has been spot on. She is a warrior, and she is no nonsense, and she is not going to put something out there that is not true. Believe me.
So, Larry,
this is a story that is ready to explode. Hannity on air yesterday started talking about this Antrim system and how 47 other counties, and then got this is how breaking this is. In his ear, he got, hey, it's not only in 47 counties, it's in every single swing state. And that this thing is going to absolutely explode. The owner is a guy named John Paulos, and you can look this up.
John Paulos, spell it for us. John,
I think I'm saying that right.
Paulos.
He's the owner of Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion Voting Systems is a Canadian company. Imagine that we're using a Canadian voting system in the United States.
Larry, let me ask you something real quick. Larry, let me ask you, how long has the Dominion voting system been used in America? Do we know that yet?
It's been a number of cycles. It's been a number of cycles. But the company is, it has a shell company in Denver, Colorado. That's how they
which is where a shell company. Is that connected to the emails that got sent to a small firm in Colorado? I happen to be based in Northern Colorado. I'm doing this show from Northern Colorado. Remember when Hillary Clinton was using an email company, an email little baby firm somewhere in Colorado? Is it connected to that at all?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this company was brought to the Hill this year in January to answer questions about foreign components in their voting systems, particularly Chinese components in their voting system.
Gee, what a shock. I'm shocked. Aren't you, Larry?
I am shocked. God. But go to World Tribune. They are breaking the story right now. WorldTribune.com. They are breaking the story
right now.
And there is more to come. There is more to come.
Now, I have some other questions for you. We're gonna after the break. Can you hang with us a little bit? Because we've got spectacular. No, I've got a couple minutes. I know that, but if you can hang with us for either one or two more segments, we'll take calls and callers' questions. It's I don't know which thing to ask. This is enormous. What a blessing it was that our previous guest, who I love, Ted Harvey, suddenly realized he couldn't make it. And here you are breaking news right here on WCRN. And so was this system in operation when Clinton lost, who she still has never accepted that she lost? Because, you know, she's entitled to whatever she wants, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they pulled this card out just now. But there are some very key similarities to what happened, and this mentioned in the World Tribune article, very key similarities to what's going on now and what was not only going on in Pete Sessions' district, which I have some inside information there, but also what's going on in South Korea's election when they put the leftist in. It's very, very, very much... very much similarities in terms of how all of this worked, and the hammer and scorecard, and using the algorithms to pad the vote. This is going to blow up. There is no way Joe Biden won this election without systematic, widespread voter fraud, and it is going to blow up.
Well, that's the best news I've heard in a long time, because this is, I'm going to tell you, a battle between good and evil. Conservatives, be they weak or not, still just want the truth. Democrats want power at all costs. The party that controls Democrats right now. We're going to also talk about the watermark. I wonder if that is real, but we need to take a break. So Tyler and Joanne, hold on the line. We'll take your calls in just a bit. Karen Cataline, what an honor it is to fill in for Gary S. Goldman here on WCRN. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.